methods accordingly, and precious metals will continue to stay in demand. As for me, I will continue to trust the Council of Noble Gold, a leading authority in the precious metals industry. If you have the kinds of questions I do about your financial mix and how to best leverage precious metals, I encourage you to go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Call their team for a free gold guide. Go to Noble Gold today and tell them Charlie Kirk sent you for a special gift with all qualifying transfers.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. A winter storm bringing snow, sleet, and ice to the Midwest and parts of the East is making travel outside the home difficult. At a news conference, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner asks residents without power to bundle up and hunker down, saying emergency services will be focused on people with critical medical needs.
Do everything you can to be warm in a safe manner. I do not encourage people, for example, to try to leave their homes. The roadways and the streets are still very much treacherous. We have a number of warming centers throughout the city, but I would tell you even a couple of them are without power.
The winter storm in Houston also knocked out electricity to a facility storing over 8,000 doses of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Monday that Congress will establish an independent September 11th-style commission to look into the deadly insurrection that took place at the U.S. Capitol. Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Speaker Pelosi said the commission will, quote, investigate and report on the facts and causes related to the January 6, 2021 domestic terrorist attack upon the United States Capitol complex and relating to the interference with the peaceful transfer of power. In a letter to Democratic colleagues, Pelosi said the House will also put forth supplemental spending to boost security at the Capitol. Bipartisan support appears to be growing for an independent commission. Pelosi has requested that retired Army Lieutenant General Russell Honoré lead an immediate review of the Capitol security process. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Rockets struck outside Erbil International Airport near where U.S. forces are based in northern Iraq on Monday, wounding at least two civilians and sparking fears of new hostilities. At least two civilians were wounded and material damage was caused to cars and other property. No one immediately claimed responsibility. No Wall Street numbers because of the president's birthday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zuki and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This KMCQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. After more than a month of being offline, the Henderson-based social media platform Parler has announced its relaunch. Parler's interim CEO, Mark Meckler, said in a statement, quote, "When Parler was taken offline in January by those who desire to silence millions of Americans, our team came together, determined to keep our promise to our highly engaged community that we would return stronger than ever," end quote. According to the statement, the conservative alternative to Twitter founded in 2018 will only be available to current users the first week of the relaunch, with others being able to sign up as early as next week. Well, the housing market remains hot here in Las Vegas. Realtors report the median sales price of previously owned single-family homes was $345,000 in January, the same as it was in December and November of last year, and more than 13% from January of 2020. And Las Vegas's tight housing inventory shrank even further, down nearly 53% from the same time last year. Well, the May opening of Sting's residency at the Coliseum is not going to happen until next year. However, Sting's 8 dates, October through November, will go on as planned.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, the trouble's on Interstate 15 as we speak right now. There's a crash on the right shoulder. That's Interstate 15 northbound at Flamingo. Slow flow is 15 north at Tropicana. And congestion begins around mile marker 16 on southbound 15 into Prim in Southern California. Do expect bumper-to-bumper flows and long delays through there.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is President's Day. It is live and local, and so glad to have you with us. I know a lot of you are off today. Most talk show hosts around the nation are on best ofs or guest hosts, but not live and local. Nope. We are a working man and woman show. That's what we do here. Another guy that is working hard, as he does every day, for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, my friend Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And Victor, first of all, happy President's Day. Did you do any writing today, or did you just take the day off?
No, I'm plugging away on the computer and be ready for a full week.
Wow. You even work national holidays.
Well, I don't think I've ever had a job where I got President's Day off, so...
You and me both. You and me both. But I notice a lot of talk show hosts here in town and around the nation are taking the day off. Good for them. We got so much to talk about. And let's begin with what happened over the weekend. I don't know how much you followed the thing on Saturday. The bizarre turn of events. They were going to call witnesses. It might take 3 weeks, 4 weeks to finish that off. And then all of a sudden, the Democrats reversed course and said, well, okay, we don't really have to have witnesses. And then the president was acquitted. The largest bipartisan impeachment vote on a trial in the nation's history. And I guess my question is, what did you make of this? And at the end of the day, what did we accomplish?
Well, I think Democrats wanted a chance to try and tie Republicans to the events of January 6th. And I guess we'll see how successful they were in doing that. I mean, I don't think this was ever about, you know, any of the reasons that were commonly trotted out, you know, some sort of, oh, we got to stop Trump from gaining power again to be able to do this. And, you know, if you look at their charge, I mean, it was just bizarre. I mean, what the charging document just didn't make any sense. It's just talking about how his speech led to the violence. And then you look at the timeline and it just literally could not have led to the violence. Because of how far away he was and when it started. And then we find out, you know, that after the actual investigation happens, that some of this was pre-planned. And so they brought the wrong charge and they just, you know, they stuck with it because they were trying to score political points.
The idea of witnesses could have delayed this thing. They're saying upwards of 3 weeks. They would have done Zoom witnesses, Kevin McCarthy and different people like that. The president's chief of staff. They could have subpoenaed all kinds of folks, but that would have taken some time. Why did they even broker the notion of witnesses when the House managers did an impeachment hearing and offered no witnesses, none, zero, nada?
Well, I mean, what they're trying to do is trying to keep the pressure on. I mean, I don't think Trump acted very well that day. I mean, I don't think his speech was impeachable. I don't think it was incitement, but he certainly was not didn't heap any honor upon himself in how he responded or how he didn't respond. And so I think what they would have tried to do is just go for that, just basically talk about that. And but the problem is well, you know, if you look at it technically, that's not in their document, right? The impeachment charge doesn't involve any of that. I think, you know, the worst thing Trump did was just sit there and kind of not do anything once it had happened. But, you know, that wasn't part of their charge. And so, you know, what they're doing is they're making a political decision. How much political benefit would we have gained from calling witnesses versus the policy trade-off in delaying implementing Biden's extreme agenda?
It'll be interesting to see what happens next. Obviously, Mitch McConnell did nobody any favors by essentially calling the president out on the carpet and saying that practically and in all other ways, the president was partially responsible and all of this. How much damage did Mitch McConnell do to the president and his brand?
I have kind of a different take. I mean, I think what McConnell is trying to do is just, you know, call balls and strikes. And certainly he's playing politics too. I mean, everyone in D.C. is playing politics. It's just what it is. But, you know, I think he's trying to say, look, there were some bad things that happened. You know, Trump's rhetoric about the vote counting was wrong. But that doesn't mean that he's guilty of what the Democrats are accusing him of. I think he's trying to, you know, thread the needle there. And, you know, the question really is, well, what does Trump want to do next? I mean, he certainly has a path to being the Republican nominee again in 4 years if he wants it. And a part of that will be, you know, if other strong candidates think they have a chance if they ran against it. So I think Trump's political future is really up to Trump. I just, you know, he lost to Joe Biden. Like, we have to acknowledge that is not a winning thing to put on your resume. And, you know, I think that should concern every Republican voter who thinks Joe Biden's going to be a terrible president and wants to defeat him in 2024.
Does the former president, Does former President Trump need to come out and finally acknowledge that the election was not stolen? He's clinging to that right now, that the election still was stolen. Does he need to double back and walk that back?
Well, I mean, it certainly would be, I think, good for him to do. I think it would be fine if he just enjoyed retirement, enjoyed being a billionaire. I don't think the Republican Party's problem is too much Donald Trump. And so if he, you know, he's not going to sink into the background because he enjoys the attention. But the best thing for the Republican Party would be exactly that.
So what happens to the people who were never Trumpers? And I'll go to Mitt Romney. I'll go to Jeff Flake. There are a whole bunch of others. Liz Cheney. That voted for his impeachment. What are they supposed to do? Are we going to have a Trump party and an anti-Trump party?
Well, the problem is that means the Democrat Party is in charge. You know, this isn't a parliamentary system where you get seats based on how many people what proportion of the vote you get. This is a two-party system, and the reason it's a two-party system is if the Trump people and the Republican Party split. Then the Democrats just win everything, and there's nothing left to fight over. So you're going to be left with kind of this uneasy alliance. And certainly the people who are running for the 2024 nomination, that's what they're going to be navigating is, you know, how do you appeal to both sides?
As a conservative, I'm really concerned with 2022. We've got to find a way in this state to take the state back, to fix whatever was broken relative to the election process. And we need to do a better job of vetting candidates and all kinds of other things. I mean, there's a laundry list of things that we did wrong in 2020. From your perspective, what are the marching orders? What should the marching orders be for 2022 for Republicans and conservatives here in the state?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing I think is registering voters, trying to close the gap a little bit. I'm a little more optimistic about the Republican Party chances in 2022 just because, the party that lost usually kind of makes a comeback. You know, their voters are more fired up, their voters are more upset, and certainly, you know, Governor Sisolak, I think he's mishandled a lot about the pandemic. The schools being closed. I think there's a whole vein of opportunities for Republicans. And so the question really comes down to, you know, who are the candidates? Who's going to be running for governor? Who's going to be running for U.S. Senate? And then all the way down the line, you know, what happens in state Senate races and assembly races? It's an important time because if the Republican Party can't win or make substantial gains in 2022, then I really don't see the path away from becoming California.
Wow. That is a little scary. Stick around. More to do. Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us. And we're talking about the future, the near future, 2022, and the long-term future, which is, 2024 and beyond. This hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a health care plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can also provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best network in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on this Monday, this President's Day, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. I was there over the weekend. Had a great time, by the way. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Joining us, as he does every week, even on national holidays, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I want to finish off the impeachment trial and all of that, kind of the last word on this. And that is, what do you view as the future of Donald J. Trump in the Republican Party? Do you think there is a viable role for him to play as either kingmaker or king?
Well, I certainly think he can play kingmaker. I mean, I'm more concerned about him playing gadfly and, you know, basically what happens is, like, say in 2022, you're going to have, you know, maybe 300 competitive House races. And what Republicans are going to need is they're going to need, well, probably less than that, but Republicans probably have a chance in maybe 260 House races. And in some of those competitive districts, Republicans are going to need to separate themselves from Donald Trump in order to have a chance to win. They're going to have to be a little more moderate in districts like Congressional District 4 right here in Nevada, where Democrats are up, but it's still a potentially winnable district. And so if you've got Trump from the outside demanding loyalty tests or sucking up all the media oxygen, it makes it really difficult for Republicans to run and to win. And so that's my biggest concern going forward. I mean, I think one of the trade-offs about Trump is, yes, he won the presidency, but he sucked all the oxygen out of the room and demanded that everything be about him. And that makes it really difficult when you're running a down-ballot race.
Do you see Trump? The projection that I've had is that he ought to become just a political icon and go back to doing outdoor events, hangar speeches, and do one or two hangar speeches a month. They'd get instant publicity, and the president could entertain, and the president could essentially declare what the 2022 is going to be about. Do you see him being able to do that, to get out there and actually get out on the stump?
He certainly could. I mean, he's certainly capable. He's an incredible speaker. He is an entertainer. He's obviously got a very strong following. I think he certainly would be able to do something like that. The media certainly would be thrilled to cover something. I don't know. I just don't know if he wants to put in the work. I mean, I think that's the question. Is it worth the work and the time and the money that it's going to cost to do those things if there's not a 2024 ambition? And it's going to be really interesting to see how long the attention span is of voters. I think if Trump is not serious about running in 2024, by the end of 2022, you're going to see Republican voters start moving to the new candidates. And you think about, what happened to Sarah Palin, where she was kind of, the dominant conservative personality. She doesn't run in 2012, and now, it's hard to, no one hears from her very often.
I was going to say, nobody ever checks in Alaska for what Sarah Palin thinks. Do you notice that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, there's always something where, everyone wants to know what's next, and if Trump isn't running, then by definition, he's not next. And so I really think, and what I worry about is he's, because he wants the attention, he's just going to try and keep his name in the conversation. Or in 2023, 2024, he will try and make himself the conversation, even if he isn't running. A candidate needs to be able to create their own brand. They need to be able to be themselves, not someone else who's not on a ballot. But Trump loves the attention, and so I think that's unlikely to happen.
Joining us, as he does every week, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. His column over the weekend, The Conservative Kerfuffle, I never see that in print. And until I looked at it, I said, did they misspell that? No, a kerfuffle over child tax credits. This involves what's going on in Congress right now with the coronavirus relief bill. And there are child tax credits in this thing. Some Democrats want to go way out there and do like monthly payments and different things like that. My question to you is, and maybe you can explain this, the conservative view of tax credits, child tax credits, because it sounds to me like just a classic redistribution of wealth based on family, which is, we all love family, but do we want to be giving money away like this?
Well, we definitely don't. And I mean, you've kind of hit the Democrat position and you've identified the problem is, look, you can't raise people out of poverty by giving them money. That's what we found out with welfare. That's one of the reasons that welfare reform was bipartisan in 1996, is that people recognize, look, the system isn't working. People are becoming dependent. It's not a hand up. It's just a hand out. And Democrats, that's basically what they're doing with their child tax credit, is they're starting to give welfare for having kids in the form of $250 or $300 checks a child. And they label it a tax.